The Beach Boys and Be True to Your School. Good song to take us into our interview with this week's Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week. She had 15 points on Tuesday and a big win for the Albert Lea girls basketball team. Their first win of the season, set a school record earlier this year with 8 3-pointers in a game. Kendall Kennis, senior captain for the Albert Lea girls basketball team, our Produce Day Bank Athlete of the Week. Kendall, a good afternoon and congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Now, Kendall, let's get right to it when it comes to a basketball. When did you start playing basketball? I'm assuming at an early age?
Yeah. I started, like, since I could walk. I've always had a ball in my hand. I've loved it. I went through the youth program in Albert Lea and coached by my dad and all the way up until high school, and then got right into high school, and yeah.
How many three-pointers do you put up in practice a day?
I mean, I don't know the exact number, but when I get into a gym, I like to start from the basics and just do some form shooting right away and get close to the hoop and or even next to a wall and just work on getting my feet ready, getting my shoulders and arms and body all squared up to the hoop and working my way out. So I start from inside to the outside since I started shooting.
And Kendall, over the years, where do you think your game has maybe improved the most? What are some of the aspects that maybe you've worked the hardest on?
I'd say my shot. And I know because I have my record in my shooting, but I've put a lot of time into my shooting, and that has been something that I've had that's important to me and the most time that I've put into it. I do a lot of ball handling, but I definitely put a lot of time, especially in the summertime, into my shot.
Kendall Kennis, this week's Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And earlier this season, I think it was one of the first games of the year, you hit 8 3-pointers to set a school record. And during that game, did you have any idea that you were near record?
I didn't know the exact record of how many shots in a game. I knew I was shooting pretty well and making a lot of shots, so I was just excited to be out there and having fun.
Now let's talk about the victory on Tuesday. I was just asking you on Tuesday, how special was that win against Northfield? Again, the first win of the year. I know your team has been close before. And also, getting that first win for first-year head coach Dr. Jody Schultz. Talk about how big a win that was on Tuesday.
Yeah, it was great. We obviously graduated a lot of starters last year, so we're coming in with a new team, or a new look to the team. We have some similar players still. But definitely a new feeling, a new play of the team. So being able to go out there and getting a big win in the big nine and just being able to feel that as a team and know how that feels. So we're able to take that into practice and continue just to push and practice for that feeling again.
Now, Kendall, when it comes to your role on the team, and you mentioned the team did graduate a handful of starters from last year's team. They looked to you to be a shooter last year. Now this year, probably looking to you even more on the offensive side. And I'm assuming you don't mind that role, that they're looking for you to score, 15, maybe 20 points a game.
Yeah, I have a bigger role to fill this year, but I'm just trying to focus on just having fun with these girls. And I'm not planning as of now to go off to college and play basketball. So I'm just making sure that every single game that I have and every practice with my team right now, I'm just having fun instead of worrying about all the other stuff.
That's a good way to approach it. I like that. Kendall Kennis, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. And Kendall, besides a basketball, tell us about the other activities and sports you're involved in at Albert Lea High School.
I do soccer in the fall, and then basketball, and then track in the spring. I'm involved in many different clubs at the high school, including like student council. I'm vice president of National Honor Society and secretary. I do a little bit with the well-being club and FCA, Fellowship of Christian Athletes. I do a lot with and meet with them. I'm just
You're busy.
I'm involved in school and some. Yeah, I'm busy. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
Now, you just received the nomination for Albert Lea for the Triple A Award. Athletics, academics, and what does the third A stand for?
Arts.
Arts. I was trying to think of that yesterday. Congratulations on that award, of being the recipient of that. Give me your thoughts on how you were feeling when you heard that you were one of the AAA recipients for Albert Lea.
It was really exciting. Going to the high school, I've always been involved in a lot, and just to get that award and have that feeling of that I'm being noticed and that my hard work is being recognized, it really feels good to get that award.
Kendall Kennis, Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week, joining us here on Acate Radio. You mentioned track and field. You got one more season before you graduate. What events do you compete in when it comes to track and field?
I would say my main race would be the 800, but I do a lot of relays with the team with the 4x2, 4x4, and then the 4x8 also, depending on the meet.
Kendall, I heard that you enjoy volunteering at the Humane Society. Did I hear that correct?
Yep, I do.
So when it comes to animals, are you a dog or a cat person or both?
I would say I'm a dog person. When I volunteer at the Humane Society, I go and clean the dog kennels, and I do that every Saturday morning. So I go and clean all the ones that have been there and that are new there, and I'll walk them or just clean their kennels and spend time with them.
Well, thank you for all your efforts on the court and off the court. Again, Kendall Kennis with us here on KATE. You mentioned right now you're not looking to play basketball after graduation. Do you have any plans for next year as of yet?
Yeah, I am planning on going to Iowa State for business.
Going to be a Cyclone.
Yep, a Cyclone.
Kendall, before we let you go, tell us your family. Tell us your parents' names and if you have any siblings.
My dad's name is Paul Kennis. My mom's name is Christy Kennis. And my brother's name is Carter Kennis.
Again, talking to our Athlete of the Week here on Acate Radio. And, you know, congratulations on the award, Kendall. Go get them. You guys don't have a game tonight, but go get them next week. And again, congratulations on being our Produce State Bank Athlete of the Week. Enjoy the rest of the basketball season and the rest of your senior year.
Thank you.